Okay, Avodah Zarah, we're at Daf Hey in the days, we're assuming we left off very quickly in the Mishnah Gemara. Amar Yochanan, that's who we're up to. Amar Yochanan, Mishum Ben Noah. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 3 lines from the top.
Ashreichem.
Hey, Amar Days. Amar Yochanan, Mishum Ben Noah, Maidr Siv Ashreichem, Ashreichem, fortunately, you Zorei, those who plant Al Kol Mayim, Mishalche Regel Hashar Vehachamar. So Shiva Shomik means person goes and he plants, you're wealthy. It's a gashmi. It's those two people who are able to seed al kol mayim, all different types of mayim, meaning there's irrigation and there's rainwater, all different types of blessing. And in Mishalchi Regal Hashar V'Chamor, you're able to send forth the Shar V'Chamor to plow, to harvest, v'chul. So the Gemara makes a drush, in addition to the Shuto Shomik that is describing material blessing. This pasuk also refers to people who are like Rabbi Marcus Lehman and like Rabbi Ari Roth.
Ari Shaga
Roth, the Rosh who are Isaac Nagansatog in Chesed and Torah. Ashreichem Yisrael, Bizman Shaiskin B'Torah. Torah is Mayim, Hoy Kolsami Luchula Mayim, Uvgimilas Chasadim, Zoreya. The word someone who seeds is a code word for Chesed. Yitzram, anyone that is Isaac in the Gansa Tog in Torah and Chesed, Yitzram Mosur Biyodam, the Yetzahara is under their control. You give the orders, and the Yetzahara goes marching. Unlike people like me, who don't look for trouble. Whatever the Yetzahara says, whatever they want. You don't have to make any, you don't have to conflict. Who wants conflict? Whatever the Yetzirah wants, you could have. Weiter. The Ein Heim Misurim B'Yad Yitzram, and the people of Istik and Torah Chesed, they're not delivered in the hand of the Yetzirah. The Gemara Shneamar, Ashreichem, Zoyre, those who seed Al Kol Mayim. The Ein Ziria, these are code word Elet Tzedaka, people of Istik and Tzedaka. Shneamar, Ziru Lochem Litzdaka, seed for Tzedakah, V'Kitzru Lefi Chesed, and harvest Chesed. And then the pasuk concludes, what is the reward for seeding al kol mayim, meaning doing chesed on water, on Torah, water and Torah. Mishalchi regel hashar v'chamar, you send forth the feet of the ox and the donkey. So the moment here, since we're saying over here, is that the ox and the donkey are code words for the Yetzirah. Ashar was the egel hazav. It was a shar. Ale shar. Egel hazav. Chamor. Chamor is choymer. Choymer is choymer.
Shulchan
poim poim chamor. Amadim al chamor. Amadim al chamor means is zimrasam zimras yitzram. So what's talking the chilu between mitzvah and chamor? Shar is spiritual yitzahara. Kavod. Things which are like the egel hazav was eil elohecha yisrael. You make your own religion. When you make yourself into a god. When you go and you hijack the Torah all for your own purpose. Only for own purpose, that's the Yetzahara of Shor. Shor is not Stam Yetzahara. Chamor is the Yetzahara for Gashmias, for Taiva, for Noshim, for Mamain, for to satisfy the Guf. The Yetzahara to satisfy the Neshama is Merumas in Shor. The eagle was a Shor, was a Parah, which is a Shor, which is a spiritual type of Yetzirah. Elohecha Yisrael. You see that two different types of Yetzirah? So a person is Isaac in Chesed and in Torah. You have the ability to tell Mishalchei, to tell the Yetzirah,
where to go.
Pick yourself up and get out. You are in control.
Mashchu.
When he was shchul,
pago menovel, mashchul beisav
mezh. No, even better. You tell him, Arois, you send them forth. Now, also it says that Mishalchei Yizwayis Chesed. You do Chesed al kol mayim. The chesed has to be lefi das Torah. You just can't do chesed on your own. You can do chesed, you can do all types of chesed, but if the chesed is not lefi the Torah, that's not called chesed. You have to be zoreya al kol mayim, a chesed that's rooted in the derech of the rotzen of Hashem of Torah. Then you zoicha to this bracha.
If you allow me please to read this claim, how isik b'tor yatzlich l'sgaber al Yitzray Iraq, in Mikabal al Atzma is oil haterek yisharu chichamara.
Oh, it's a different shot. A naib shot.
The Eitz Yosef. Gorgeous.
The Eitz Yosef. You have gorgeous. To be Mikabal Torah, you have to be the oil haterek, the oil Torah. Ashur chamara, Mikabal the oil, oil malchus shemayim. Vait in the Gemara, Tana, now we have a new drush, Tana, Derebi,
Leo. I'm sorry, Shur tafkidu lachra, ishes adamu lachin al azriya.
Yeah.
The chamara tafkidu los, he says, tuwa, shenilkita,
measoda. Okay. One is the harvest, one is the
preparation. One is the preparation. Teirulach, she gave a vino love, losses, I saw El Shah, El Libo, Kachamor, Clem Lachso, Le Palmer Rabbis, Kadeshle Tishkeh Mina.
Gewaldig, gewaldig.
The metaphor is there.
Gewaldig, gewaldig. Gewaldig. Ah, ah, Shar. I like my Pshat better. It's not the bizarre. Of the Tsar. Well, they took an object and they said about the object, Eilu Elohecha Yisrael, you are God. You are God. Weiter. This guy has no clue. This guy is.
I don't want to be clue.
Yes, yeah. I don't want any clues, right. My friend. Yeah. I have enough clues of my own. I don't need clues from you.
Did you like the text I sent you last night? This is what you quoted was in the eighth. This is what you quoted the next chapter of here. A person should call upon himself the old Torah, kishar l'ol, like an axe. Is as an oil and a chamor, donkey, and the masoy, and a donkey for a burden. This is not what you said. The oil is the plow, it's the plow, the heart, and then the donkey is for the masoy, is to carry. Is socher chamor goren, leveitz bein hanish besoy, inviting the gemara to give him that. Okay, that we have now concluded the agadata. We've spent kamat 3 days. Excuse me, the agadata, and now into halacha. Only halacha. Okay, you ready? You ready, halacha? Gimel Yamim, also law says, for law says, you're not allowed to business with a non-Jew for 3 days in advance of their holiday, because they're going to give Hoidah, they're going to give thanks. The Gemara is still going to discuss all different reasons. They're going to give thanks to the idol, and or they're going to use the object which you give them for a sacrifice to their idol. The Gemara says, me binu kulahai, 3 days, you really need 3 days, isn't it a bit much to binu kulahai? We're talking about the Mishnah, be'arba parakim b'shana, ha'mamaychar, ha'mamaychar b'hemel l'chaver, tzarech lo'idiyoy. There are 3 times a year when if you sell an animal to your fellow Jew, you must tell him that I've sold the mother, or I've sold the child, because there's a prohibition of oisai, V.S. Benoy, Lois Hishatu B.O.I. Mechad. So, therefore, if it's a very busy day, you're not allowed to sell, but you have to tell the buyer that, you know, you can't shech the animal today because I sold before you came into the store, I sold the mother or I sold the child. Therefore, if you're now going to shech the mother or the child, there's going to be a violation of Oisai V.S. Benoy. So, under normal circumstances, you do not have to tell the buyer that you've sold the mother or the child, because who says the buyer is going to shech it today? If I go and I sell an animal today, it could very well be that you're not going to shech it for a week, for 2 weeks, a month. So you don't normally have to go tell a buyer that you also sold today the mother of the child. But when it's Erev Yom Tov and people are very busy, everyone is buying the animal to shech the animal today, then there is a real concern. But whoever buys the animal is going to shech it today, and the one that you sold 5 minutes ago, the mother of the child, and they're going to shech that today. So if there'll be a violation, if there'll be 3 days a year when you have to be chayish,
four
days a year, you must be chayish that the buyer is going to slaughter the animal immediately. I sold the mother before you for slaughter, or bita b'charti l'shchayt. V'elohein erev yom tepachmet shalchat shmi yatzeres. Erev shmi yatzeres, because that's the last day for korbanos for the shalmei de'iyah. Shabbos shalom, it's the last chance you have to bring the korbanos for sukkos. Next, Erev Yom Tov Shal Pesach, Erev Yom Tov Chagiga, the Korban Chagiga, and the Erev Atzeres. What? Korban Pesach? No, Korban Pesach is only a baby. It's only less than 2 years old. So you don't have a shayla. There's nothing.
Rashi says Korban Pesach.
Korban Pesach. I'm sorry then. Okay.
I don't know.
Erev Yom Tov Shal Chag, Memnei Shu Yom Shlomatz Korban Chagag. Okay, v'yom pesachim. I think it means not the Pesach. It means the Chagig. Let's see Ches. It's on the side of the Gemara. It says here Rashbam. The erev yom mishal pesach mishum pesach nechal soiva. No, he talks about what it says. Mishum the pesach nechal soiva. Can you tell me pesach of ayin beskilo yordeya simin? Okay, it seems that the correct interpretation is not the pesach itself. It means it's referring to Rashi's alluding to the pesachim. The pesach is nechal soiva. So you have to eat chagiga. So Memela, the Chagiga is where the Chashash is also the Yes Binoy. But when it comes to Karm Pesach, it's not Shaykh. Because it only can be within its first year. A Karm Pesach can be within its first year, cannot give birth. So it's not Shaykh for there to be. For there to be Oysa V'yes B'noi for the Karban Pesach. But it's Shach Oysa V'yes B'noi when it comes to the Chagiga, which you're going to eat, in order that the Pesach should be Nechal Ala Soira. That's what Rashi means when Rashi says Pesach. Not the Pesach itself, it's the Pesach has to be eaten to satisfaction.
In fact, it says Psochim and not Karban Pesach.
Well, the Gantz Klal Yitzchel is bringing Psochim, and everyone in Gantz Klal Yitzchel needs to eat the Nechal Ala Soira. Then we have Erev Atzeres, Shavuos, Mishum Shal Nechagiga, it's only one day, because everyone's bringing Shlom, so it's a one day Yom Tov. Mail is a very big rush. It's a very big brush. They would have given the harvest Simchas Yom Tov Yoser. Okay, Rashi says more in Galil. Ketani, more. Why in Galil? I do not know. Maybe there because I don't know. There they had more Averis. They need more compassion.
Why not Erev Sukkos?
Because plenty of time. Because Sukkos, you have a lot of time. You have the whole 7 days. You have 7 days
I'm not talking about Karbanos. I'm talking about you have here Erev Shavuos and you have Erev Rosh Hashanah.
The one day. These are one day holidays.
Okay.
So therefore, there's a rush.
A rush for what? For meat.
But it's a one day. No, because what do you bring? You bring korbanos. People are bringing korbanos.
It's not korbanos that we're talking about over here.
What? Yes, yeah. It is. Shalom Chagiga.
All
korbanos. Shalom Rashi. Rashi says these are korbanos. Shalom Rashi. Erev Yom Tov Achron Shalom.
Rashi says Yom Tov Huva Ichlan Basa.
Okay, so you're right. So maybe Rosh Hashanah is a very big holiday. Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah is a very festive day, much more so than other Chagim. Mail is a lot of meat, therefore there's a real chash. When it comes to Sukkot, you're not so hungry. It's not as big as a festival. And as far as the Korbanos are concerned, you have 7 days to bring your Shlomim, the Shalmi Chagiga. So it's not assumed that the day that the guy is buying the animal is going to Shecht it.
Hey, I'm a base.
Okay? Weiter. So what's the point of everything? So what's the kasha? The kasha is when it comes to our festivals, we only have to be chayish one day. We're not going to be chayish more than one day. When it comes to the goyim, you're not allowed to do business with them for 3 days. So why, when it comes to a guy, is there a concern for 3 days? When it comes to a Jewish holiday, what you have to take into account the consequences of what you're doing today, what it may result in, is even only one day. You do not need to take into consideration anything more than one day. So what's the answer? It's not a kasha. It's very different. When it comes to the year, it's achila. But when it comes to Klal Yisrael, the issue is food. Food. So the issue over here is also the espinoy. It is sufficient to take into consideration one day. But ha'achab over here, when it comes to the goyim, the gemara when it comes to the edem shel oivik achavim, the issue is they're going to use the animal that you give them. If you sell them an animal, they're going to use it as a sacrifice to an avodah zarah. So they're making preparations hachonos for korbanos is 3 days. So you can't compare apples and oranges. When it comes to klal yisrael, the issue of this submission is eating. Eating, you only need to be concerned fresh, bo bayom. When it comes to edayim, it's takruvis, it's going to be 3 days. The Gemara says, lakrava v'idin t'las v'yame. The Gemara, in fact, the Gemara, lakrava t'sagim t'las v'yame. It's only, you tell me now you're dealing with sacrifices? So then we should be chayish 30 days, or 15 days, like when it comes to Karm Pesach.
But by Karm Pesach, with 4 days before, that's when they tied it to the bed.
Four days before, that was only,
the shaylim, it's nothing to do with actually,
it was a one-time thing that he took, they put 4 days. It was a one-time thing. But over here we deal with Kumar's friend
tomorrow. It doesn't mean you're picking, doesn't mean you're going to.
Let's see. So, when it comes to Akrav, only 3 days enough. Avia, Tanabil, the Mishnah, Shoilim, Dar, Bilchoy, Sapesach, and Pesach, Shloishim, Yem, 30 days. Rabba, Neshim, and Mulamir, Shte, Shabbosas, 14 days. So, therefore, we see that when it comes to us, when we make hachonis for Kurbana, it's 30, 15, when it comes to Gaim, 3 days. And for the Gemara, Anan, the Shkichi, the Mumin, the Pasle, Afilu, Bedukim, Shabbain, Beinan, Tlosnium. When it comes to Klal Yisrael, we're much more medaktik. Even a cut in the eye, even a small, minor imperfection of the eye will disqualify an animal. That's why we need 30 days or 15 days. Whereas a guy, they only need for their sacrifices as long as it's not missing a limb. So therefore, they only need 3 days. That's the difference. Inu, the Mechusar Eiver Isluhu, Bitlasa Yomi, 3 days, Sagi, the Yama, Rabbi Elazar, Minayim, the Mechusar Eiver, the Osilim, and Chaim, when it comes to a goy, when a goy brings a carbon to Hashem, now even though over here we're not dealing with, over here dealing with Avodah Zarah, but the Gemara seems to be saying is that whatever, that a goy does for Avodah Zarah, what a goy does for Avodah Zarah is really taken from what a goy used to bring to Hashem. The Gemara is incidentally teaching us a yesod, that everything that they have in their religion is really taken from us. It's taken from us. When they go and they bring a sacrifice to their gods, they don't even realize it. Subconsciously, they're doing to their gods what they used to bring to Hashem. And when they would bring years ago, when there was a Beis HaMikdash to Hashem, the Hakpada is only a Mechusar Eder, and the Dukin Shavan is not a problem. Mimela, Minayla Mechusar Eder, Eder also live in Noyach, this is the Pasuk, and we call Achai, and this is what we call Achai. We call Basar, Shnayim, called Noyach was a Ben Noyach, a Goy. And when Noyach brought a carbon, it says that we call Achai, we call Basar, Shnayim, that he brought into the Teva too. Why did he bring two? Because one of them he offered as, Nikol Basar Shnayim Nikol Amr Torah Havei Behema Shechayin Rasha Evarim Shalah. Since Hashem told Noach Nikol Achai, it's a drasha, that even though these animals were not sacrifices, because those the animals that were not kosher, the only two animals that were not sacrificed, they would need to populate the world. But the Gemara makes a drasha nevertheless that by a goy Nikol Achai, that the animal needs to be alive. And alive means every limb must be alive.
As
long as it's not a permanent blemish, it's okay. But when it comes to us, it's not sufficient that it's complete, that the limb is there, the limb must be perfect. If there's even a dot in the eye, it's no good. Mikol achai, mikol basar, shnayim, mikol amr, Torah havei behema, shechayin, roshei evadim, shelah. Frek the Gemara, how can you darshan the word achai to teach you a drasha that all of the limbs must be intact? Do we not need this pasuk to teach me that the animal may not be a treifa? You can have an animal that's missing its limbs, but it'll live forever. It'll live for a long time. We need this pasuk to teach us that even if an animal is perfect, there's no blemish on the outside, but if there's a defect on the inside, there's some type of defect, and we know the animal's not going to live for 20 or 12 months, it's disqualified. Hi, miboyle lemute treifa, deloy, that is deloy that it may not be offered as a carbon. The Gemara says, no, treifa. I know that an animal that's a treif is disqualified. Milchayos zera nafka. From the word lechayos zera, lechayos zera means it has the ability to have offspring. The word is saying on your side that if an animal is not going to live for 12 months, it lacks the ability to produce offspring. Nishtana ateva, because we know bisman hazeh that even if an animal cannot produce offspring, it can still live. It can still live more than it can still live.
Don't mind me asking you a question of this Rashi, the second last Rashi. Yeah. It says the osul of neimayik v'hakiv
v'gavoya. Yeah.
The dumi the kabbana shenogu aves sehem v'shemayim hein
hagen. I said that. I'm gonna show it to you.
What does that mean?
It means that who cares? Right now, you're not right.
But that means that Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov brought kabbanas that were dumya. To the components that the Bnei Noach brought?
Yeah.
But I thought they kept called her a cooler.
So maybe they were machmir. Let's say it wasn't Avraham Yitzchak. Maybe it was Avimelech. Maybe it was Bilam.
They brought payments that had a mum in it.
Yeah.
That's not the Torah.
No, Torah for us.
Yeah, they kept calling her a kula.
No, but let's Bilam. Bilam broke kabbanas. Balak, and Bilam broke kabbanas. Noach broke kabbanas. And Nachrami, maybe when we say this rule that it has to be without any blemish, it refers to Klal Yisrael. But Goyim are allowed to bring Goyim. Their custom was, Rashi says, their custom was to bring Kurbanis even if they had blemish, because as long as it was a kosher carbon for their ancestors. Before Matan Torah, even after Matan Torah, when the Goyim brought Kurbanis, they brought Kurbanis instead of blemish, as long as they were Namechus Eivarim. And how do we know that? We know from Mikol Achai. Frank the Gemara, the Mikol Achai is occupied. We need the word Mikol Achai to teach us that if an animal is a treifa, then it's not fit for a carbon. So the Gemara is a kasha, Haim Vayle Lamute treifa, Deloy. The Gemara is treifa, Melechai is zera nafka. We know, I don't need the pasuk Mikolachai. I know the way that I know that a treif is not qualified as a kohen because we have another pasuk that says Melachayo Zera. Melachayo Zera. And the Gemara is now saying on Yisoy that an animal that cannot live, an animal that cannot have a child, is a treifa. These two are totally zebzeh. If an animal cannot live more than 12 months, it will not be able to father a child or to have a child. We know that that's not so. Nishtana teva. Okay, nishtana hateva today. Nature has changed. Evolution. Mamish evolution. They've been able to overcome this defect. The animals through the ages have been able to overcome this. But the Gemara is saying, this was a fact. At least according to some of the Rishonim. So the Gemara is hinichu man diyamar, treif ena yoledes. It's not so simple. Even this, going back in ancient times, is this taka toloi zebizeh? That an animal that's not going to live 12 months cannot have a child. That's only according to one man diyamar. But elo, but according to man diyamar, that elo man diyamar, treifa yoledes, ma'ikal lemes. Therefore, back to the question, how then do you know the laws of treifa? So you cannot go say melechayo zera. Melechayo zera is not going to teach me the halacha of a treifa, because lechayo zera is discussing seed. It can father a child, and we don't. That's not an indication of a treifa. So how then will we know a treifa? Mikolachai. If we're going to use mikolachai for treifa, we do not have the pasuk mikolachai available to teach us that the rosh evarim must be niskayim. El mandiyamar treif yoledes ma'ikal lemeimar. Amar kra itcha. The Gemara says a new makar. B'doymim lucha. When Noach went into the teva, Hashem said, "Take it to the animals that are similar to you, just like you, Noach, are a healthy person and you're going to live for a very long time." How do we know? Because Noach lived. Because after the Bible was over, Noach lived for a very long time. So just like Noach, we know it was not a treifa. Hashem told him, when you take into the teva, I warned you, in the teva, creatures that are just like you. So Amakor etecha, b'doyim lucha. Fracting where we deal with Noach, do for treifa, how maybe Noach was a treifa, how Taka do we know? Maybe Noach was a treifa.
No, we put him on a chazaka.
What?
Put him on a chazaka.
But we don't know, but
Cheskas
chai. But just Cheskas chai doesn't mean a treifa. Just because Cheskas chai doesn't mean a treifa.
Isn't it a sum, therefore, a chazaka that he'll live another...
How long?
I mean, at least a year or whatever.
I don't know. It's in Gakash. Noach did it end up living. So why don't we go look in retrospect? So maybe you could consider Hashem a miracle fan. Maybe the fact that he's in Gakash, maybe I don't know the answer. The whole novel was a nace. The fact that they survived in the table, they lived in the table, was a nace. I don't know the answer. Maybe Noach was a treifa. How do you know the word itcha means that he was a treifa? And that Noach was a healthy person. Maybe Noach was a treifa. And for the Gemara. Tamim Noach ish tzaddik tamim hoya b'day raisav. It says he was a tamim. So we all taught in yeshiva tamim means he was a wholesome man.
Tamim
raisav. Rashi says
tamim
b'maisav. So therefore the word saying no, that's not what it means. Tamim means that he was complete. He had a physical, and the chief surgeon of America said he's fit. He's healthy. He's fit to serve. That's all it means. It means that he was a complete person. All the numbers were good. Tamim ksefe. Frag the Gemara Nova Dilma Tamim bidrochav. You know that's not what it means. It means like the teacher in Yeshiva that Tamim means he was Tamim bidrochav. Rashi, what does it mean to be a Tamim? He was an onav, a humble person. Ushval ruach, a low spirit, humility, like a Remarkus and an Irish Agaruf. So Tamim, an onav, shafal bidrochav. So that's what it means. The Gemara says no. Tzaddik sefbe. We already know that he was a shafal and honor with tzaddik. So what then does it mean? Tanim. It must then mean that he had a physical. That Adam was not a treifa.
What does it say? Tzaddik sefbe.
Noach ish tzaddik.
Yeah, but then you can learn ilu haya.
No, brother, that's after the fact. After the fact. V'dilma tamim b'drachav hayotanoz tzaddik sibe. V'dilma tamim b'drachav. Maybe he was a tamim b'drachav, but tzaddik b'masav hava. No, the two things that we told him is that. He was a tzaddik b'masav. He was a good man. He was a good man in his deeds. He did not do any, he did not chomas. He was not guilty of theft. He did not do any stealing. And he was tamim his attitude. He was a humble ushval ruach. The two things are different things. The Gemara says, "Loy sal kedaitach the noach gufa treifa." You must be right. So the words "maskan" is enoch anami, like we've been taught in cheder. When it says in the pasuk, the noach was an ish tzaddik, tamim hoya b'day roisav. At least we should come away out of this year knowing that the tzaddik means the masa. On the record, when you Google him, there's no scandals. He was not involved in any stealing, any extortion, any criminal activity. What about tamim, good midos. He was humble, shefal ruach. Okay, two different things. How then do we know that Noach was not a treifa? Prove me that he was not a treifa. The Gemara says, "The lois salkadayt the Noach gufa treifa." How did salkadayt the Noach treifa? How the amalei rachmanik have a sech ayil b'shleim and loy ta'ayil? Does that then mean that when Hashem said to Noach, "I want you to bring into the teva animals that are itzchah, that are just like you," Hashem is telling Noach, "Noach, I only want you to bring into the teva animals that are defective. I did not want you to bring into the teva animals that are healthy. That's not reasonable. That defies logic. It's not logical that Hashem should tell Noach, Noach, you're a treifa. So to every animal that comes into the teva should die, should be just like you. Memela, since it says itzcha, it must be reasonable that Hashem is telling Misvara, it's logical, just like you are healthy, so to make sure you bring into the teva only
healthy animals. Why not just ask the pasuk, the plain pasuk, he is to live with you, to live with you in the teva. What should the pasuk have said otherwise?
The word itzcha is superfluous. The Gemara is made a drasha.
Tavi al teva, period.
So when it says itzcha, the Gemara is saying the word is superfluous. It's available for a drasha. What is a drasha? Drasha says that it should be the physical similarity to Noach. What is the physical similarity? Healthy. It should be healthy. Just like you are healthy, so too the animals should be healthy. Teva is not a hospital. It's not a hospital, the teva. A hospital,
even though the world's coming to an end.
What?
Even though the world's coming to an end,
it's not a hospital. It's not a hospice. A hospital is not a place for a sick person.
Am I a humble thing? They're not taking care of themselves. They have to live with you. You have to take care of them.
But the Gemara is making a drasha. Itach is a drasha like you. Vaita. Vahashta. Now the Gemara said, according to this man, the Omar, the Hashta, the Nafka Leim Itacha. Since there's such a gevaldik drasha, so let's go back to according to the first man d'amar. The first man d'amar. So what then do we do with lachayah zera for? Since we now know that we know the halacha of what do we do with lachayah zera?
What is that lachayah zera again?
That was the word before.
Yeah. Is that in the same
pasuk? Yeah.
Two man d'amar moment.
There's another one. I don't know. There's a different pasuk. Lachayah zera. I'm not sure. I know it's a different pasuk.
That's only according to the man d'amar the whole.
So what is it needed for? So what is it needed for then?
Treif any yoledes.
Treif is treif eina yoledes. According to the Mandom, that treif eina yoledes. So what then will that Mandom do? The pasuk of lahacha yoledes. Once we have a better drasha of itzcha, so according to the Mandom, that says that a treif eina yoledes. Once an animal that cannot live, a treif automatically cannot have children. So once, so the fact that it says lahacha yoledes, it automatically teaches us that it may not be a treif. So according to that Mandom, we have two drashas teaching us exactly the same thing. So what do we need to drash for? The Gemara says, is defective. If not for the word, all it would mean was enichnami. You should bring into the animal an animal that's a treifa, an animal that's healthy. That's healthy. But does not necessarily can be past the childbearing age. The animal can be an old animal that will live another good 10, 20 years. But it's already too old to have children. So why then, when Akash tell Melch and should bring into the teva animals that are not going to be able to populate the world when the marble is over? Company, safsa, people, it is human nature. Human nature that a human being needs to have company. Why do people have pets? Why do we have today in the world, in this neighborhood, so many dogs? So many dogs. Every time there's another dog. And they come to my front lawn. It's unbelievable what goes on. I had to install a camera just for this, to catch the perpetrators. And I did. I did. I confronted
them. You have to
have
a little sprinkler thing there. As soon as they come there,
I tried that. I tried spraying pest. I tried everything. And the only thing that worked was finally put in a camera. And I managed caught one guy. First, a lot of them were old. They saw the camera. They stayed away. And then one guy didn't care, and I mamash caught him. I confronted him, and he told me he never did. And I said, look at the camera, I have you on. And he never came down the block again. So, Mimela, what am I talking about? Over here, Tzavs, a person needs companionship. So, someone asked me today, what's his name? The one over here, the one who came on Shabbos, what's his name?
Jack Gilbert.
No, came on Shabbos this year, Shabbos. Who was he on Shabbos? Just me, you, and the Ruff. Who was the one who came on Shabbos?
Gelbar.
That's what you said.
I'm sorry.
Gilbert.
What?
Jack Gilbert, yeah.
Gelbar. So he said, but he had in the teva his three children, Shane, Chum, Yefes, his three daughter-in-laws, his wife. So why did Noach need to have, what is the Gemara's having, that for Tzavsa, Tzavs is a murder kasha, unbelievable kasha. You need, he need, Hashem says maybe, the reason why you have to have lachia is because maybe Hashem is telling him that bringing the itzacha, healthy animals are not going to go die, but does not necessarily mean they're going to have children, maybe they're past their childbearing age. The male Hashem, this is lachia zera, because if not lachia zera, maybe the reason why he has animals is because tzavs are bialma. Why does he need animals for tzavsa? He has a wife.
People need friends anyway.
He has children, he has daughter-in-laws.
He didn't have a relationship with them.
Exactly. Unbelievable, unbelievable. Just because you have a wife and you have children does not necessarily mean that you get along with them and they provide for you satisfaction. They provide satisfaction. It's unbelievable, unbelievable.
You like that pshat.
You're a loner. I don't like the pshat.
You like that.
Why? Because I experienced it myself.
That's why it's not
populate the world. In other words, Gemara is saying what the Maskan is. Melech didn't need tzafsa because Enoch and Av, he had a good marriage. He had good children. He had who to talk to. He had to talk to his children. So what then did he need the animals for? Just lahachayot zera in order to repopulate the world with creatures. Vaita, then what you want to do? Shloishoyam, now we're going to do sugya. Shloishoyam hein ve'edehen oidil mahin b'loi edehen. We're over here.
One second. Noach was how old when he went under the
dam? 120
So he wasn't
going
to have any more children either.
600 years old.
So he wasn't going to have more children either.
I know he could have had. He was. Chazal said that he was because that's what he did to him. Shame Chom and Yefes. Shame so Chom he saw that Noach wanted not to have another child. That's why he castrated him. That's why he did the Avera, to prevent Noach from having more children.
So he was able to have more.
And he was going to have another child. Chom came along to prevent his father from having another child, so they wouldn't have to divide the world.
You don't have to ask Noach, ask his wife. There were three Rebbes.
Okay, the Malchus can divide, the Noach had the whole world to himself. He had three, Shem, Chom, and Yefes. So Chom, only a third of the world. If my father is going to have another child, I'm only getting a fourth of the world. We're going to have to divide it among four people. So I can see the Shulevel. When the Rebbe dies, it's Mamash World War III. You have to divide the Malchus. You have to go to court. You have to Mamash. Machlekes. Because every time there's a Rebbe dies, the brothers have to fight. And the Rebbe fight this darker. So this goes back to Chom. Chom Oichit was afraid that if you have another child, the world would be divided among four children, among the Shulevel. He had to make sure that his father would not have another child. There's a Maishahai, there was once a child that came to the Rebbe. And he said, Rebbe, I'm so sad, Rebbe. My mother told me this story. I'm so sad. I don't have any brothers. I only have sisters. I don't have any brothers. I want a brother. So the Rebbe says, My child, don't worry. The day is going to come. You're going to be so happy you don't have a brother. You see what goes on in this world? Oh, ich gewalt. Ach, man, was lang. Weiter. Ibailuhu Shloisha Yamim Hein Vedehem Idil Mahein Beloy Idehen. Shaila is, when it says we have 3 days, we have a Chag. Right, so does that mean it's going to be 3 days besides the festival, or does it mean 3 days including the festival? You have to know, again, when do you have to stop doing business with a non-Jew? Toshma, Rabbi Shmuel Amer, Shloisha Lefneim, Shloisha Lechadim, 3 days before, 3 days afterwards, Osir, it's Osir. So now, what do you mean three and three? If three includes the festival itself, so they usually 3 days before and 2 days after. So, because
I never heard about this afterwards business.
Nah, that's Rabbi Shmuel's calling.
Why can't it be 3 days after?
What?
Why can't it be 3 days?
It can be, but if you say that 3 days includes the festival.
No, it's 3 days before.
The question is, when it says 3 days before, does the 3 days before include the festival or not? What?
Pashut not.
Well, that's the Gemara's question. That is the Gemara's question. Maybe when it says 3 days before, it means really 2 days. 2 days and the festival. But if that's the case, then you can't count it twice. A day only comes once. So when it says 3 days before and 3 days after, what you're really doing is you're counting the festival both ways. 3 days before means 2 days and the festival. And 3 days after. You can't have it both ways.
And what does it mean? That you shouldn't do any of these things?
Business. You should not do business. So if you're going to say that it does not include the festival, so 3 days before the festival and 3 days after. There is no overlap. In other words, three days 3 days before really means 4 days. 3 days, in addition to the festival itself. So it really means 4 days. So now when Rabbi Shmuel is mechadish, not just before, Rabbi Shmuel is chelik on the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel holds that not only may you not do business 3 days before, you may not do business 3 days after. So it turns out that there is going to be really 7 days. 3 days before, 3 days after, and the day of the festival
and
itself,
okay,
for 7 days. But if you're going to tell me that when it says in the Mishnah 3 days before, it really means 2 days, because the third day is the day of the festival itself, then the language is does not appropriate, because then it's saying 3 days before and 3 days after. Wait a minute.
And it should say 2 days after.
It should add, because you're right, you cannot go and have, you cannot, can't have it both ways. Yeah, if you say then it does not include the festival and the Hanani, it's going to be 3 days before.
It should be 5 days altogether.
It should be right. The other one is going to be 7 days. So what's going on over here? Toshma, the Amar of Zechul, that's the question. Yisrael Derech, Yom Ve'idem, Rabbi Yishol Amar, Yom Ve'idem, Toshma, Rabbi Yishol Amar, Shloy Shul Lefem, Shloy Shul Achreim, also in Pert. V'hi, Salkat Aydech, Dehein Ve'edehen, Rabbi Yishmol, Yom Edehen, Choshev Luhu, Meikara, the Choshev Luhu, Levesoif. Does it make sense then that Rabbi Shmuel should count the day of the festival as part of the 3 days before and the 3 days afterwards? You're including the festival both before and after, so it's not correct. And for the Gemara, no, it's not a kasha. Edi the Tana Shloshu Lefem, Tana Nami Shloshu Liachreim, it's not a kasha. Really, it's true. When it says 3 days, it includes the festival. So it's a grand total, according to Rabbi Shmuel, of 5. It's just a style of writing, but Enoch and Amu.
You count it twice.
Twice, yes.
And style of writing. It starts Aloysa Shachar in the morning.
No, not necessarily. By a guy, it starts whatever their fast, Chatzos, whatever their custom is. You have to do whatever you have to assume is going. They're going to attribute to their god, whatever it is. Toshma. Now here is a mistake in the gear. This was censored. This was a sentence. Yom Noitzri L'Divrei Rabbi Yishmol L'Olam Asta. Yom Noitzri means the day of the festival. What are they? December 25th. Whatever the day is.
This was censored, you say?
Yeah, because
we had so many other things in the Gemara about Avdei Kochavim, and that wasn't censored.
Well, so far not.
But I'm saying we had a whole thing that Yisrael comes to be made on the Goyim and all
right,
that.
Right, they're lying in Hanami. There's tons of stuff that have been censored. But over here, you know, Kalem Shah, unless you correct them. This is Yom Aleph. Every Sunday, L'Divrei Rabbi Yishmol is L'Olam Asur. What is it, Yom Aleph? What do you mean Yom Aleph? Every Sunday? Okay. Whatever it means, it means. But basically it means Yom Aleph. The day of the festival.
The day he was...
The day of their festival. The day that they celebrate. In Ditlan, for argument's sake, as an example, let's say for argument's sake, it fell on a Sunday. So the whole Brayis Rashi tells us basically means that the entire week is going to be awesome. Why is it going to be awesome? Because the Yom Aleph, which means let's talk about on Sunday. Let's say for argument's sake that December 25th, we're making up. Let's say that's talk of the festival. I don't know if you know this is the festival in ancient times. But let's say for argument's sake, December 25th is the day of the festival. So 3 days before and 3 days after is also. So therefore that means Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you're not allowed to engage them in any type of business. And
Monday,
Tuesday, Wednesday. So that basically means an entire 7 days. It's 7 days. A Shabbos here does not mean Sunday through Shabbos. It means a full week. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is the festival. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
No, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is the festival. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So an entire week is off limits. Question: if you're going to tell me, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that the day of the festival is one of the 3 days, then it's not going to be a full Shabbos, a full week. It's only going to be 5 days. It's going to be Friday, Saturday. And then it's going to be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
And who said it's a full
Wednesday,
week?
That's what it says in Rashi. That's the Masorah.
You don't see it in the Gemara.
You don't see the Gemara. This was censored. So if you do not know the full Nemra, then there's no way to understand what the Gemara here is saying. It says that in Nims, the entire Shabbos, the entire week is going to be off limits. But according, but if you go to the Mishnah, it means Yom Ve'edim. We include the festival in the 3 days. So then it's not going to be a full week. It's only going to be 5 days.
Yeah, Wednesday and Thursday is okay.
That's going to be okay. So it's going to be tomorrow, Yom Aleph, L'Divrei Rabbi Yishmol, L'Olam Asur is going to be awesome. That's not what it says. That's exactly what it means. L'Olam Asur means that it's not included. It's not included in the 3 days before and the 3 days after, which results that we have an entire Shabbos, an entire week. Yeah. That's what we mean. That obviously, Ikur Choser Min HaSefer. There has been over here a corruption of the text because there's been some manipulation, and that's what we do. If you read the words, literally, it does not make any sense. You have to come on to Rashi to explain to you that there's some of the Girsa, or even Rashi was tampered with. But according to the Farshim, what it means over here is that that's exactly what the Brisa means, that the entire week is going to be Asr, but that cannot possibly be Isal Gadai Techein Ve'edehen, if you are telling me that it includes day of the festival itself, Ha'ika Arba Ve'chamisha, Deshari, day 4, day 5, Wednesday, Thursday, and Mutter. And over here, this price, according to the correct Girsa, the result was the entire week is going to be Asr. Sniffer, then must be B'loy Edehen. 3 days besides the festival.
No, I thought we said I did the Tana Shloisha Lefnim.
No, that's a different price. That price was Shloisha Lefnim, Shloisha Yom Achad. That was a different price. That price, you can give that answer. This price, you can't give that answer. This price, so it was a different price, and this price over here, it's very precise. It says the entire Shabbos. The other price, you can wing. You can say it's just 3 days before, 3 days after, which really means 5 days. But here in this price, so, even though it does not say the Gemara, but in the correct gear, it says the entire Shabbos, the entire week. But that cannot be. If you're going to say that includes Zaydin. So the Gemara says you are correct. The Gemara answers, Aliba, Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who holds this novel Kiddush? Then not only are you not allowed to do business with a non-Jew on the 3 days before, you're not allowed to do business with a non-Jew 3 days afterwards. We have no doubt that it does not include the festival itself. So it's going to be 4 days, 3 days, festival, and 3 days.
Before.
So what then is a Shaila? He called me Boyle. Who is the Gemara's questioner posed originally? Ali b'drabanan, who hold the only are prohibited to do business 3 days before. They do not prohibit business with a non-Jew 3 days after. So according to them, it's not muchuch to say that it's going to be hang the edehen. Maybe that's the question. Does it mean 4 days or does it mean 3 days?
I'm sorry, I missed this. Before we said, according to Rabbi Shmuel,
that was the answer.
I did the Tana Shloisha.
That was before. That's before we pressed into the corner.
Uh-huh.
And before we were pressed into the corner, we had a way out.
But
now there's no way out. Right. Now when it says Shabbos, it says a full week, and before and after, there's no way out.
We're stuck between a rock
we're
and a
stuck.
Carbon.
A rock and a hard place.
A rock and a carbon.
A rock and a carbon. Why rock and a carbon? But whatever that means. Zaita.
Sunday carbon. Sunday carbon they bring on Sunday.
I once told my oilam, I got into trouble. I told him we're making a seam. I told everyone, I told everybody, I said, we're making a seam. Make sure you come in your Sunday best. Did not go off well for a Haredi crowd. So, you know, so it's, you have to watch television to know that. Your Sunday best.
It says Saturday, the Shabbos best.
So they don't like that. Vaita. Vaita the Gemara, Vaita.
Aliba the Rabbanon.
Aliba.
So
according to Rabbanon, what is Allah? Amravina Tashma. So Dave, according to Rabbanon, Amravina Tashma, the Elohim.
Is it 2 days or 3 days?
That's it,
nothing after.
Right. So Amravina Tashma, the Elohim, Edim Shalabu Chavim. Kalenda, Satroinaya, Vikar Tosim. I have no idea what these are their fests, whatever they are. These are three of their festivals. Now the Gemara explains what are the festivals. So remember, Amravina Bar Rava. Calendar Ches Yamin is 8 days. It's a special festival. Whenever it falls out, I do not know. Whenever it is, it's a special holiday, and it goes on for 8 days. 8 days.
Yeah, Achar Tkufa. What does that mean?
Achar Tkufa. Tkufa is Teves in the winter. Whatever it is, whatever. When
it's right now.
Winter,
that's right now. We're right now. Achar Tkufa.
Tkufa Teves. They announce. They're supposed to announce it in shul because you're supposed to put metal. You're not allowed to leave any water exposed. You're supposed to put the metal in the water. Metal in the water. Today we don't do this because we have metal pipes, but not anymore. This halacha is because it's going to become very popular in the next couple of 10 years because no more metal pipes. It's all
PVC.
What's called
PVC.
PVC. PVC.
That's the white plastic, right?
P with a P. It was a P. It's not a P. CVC. Is that a P? I'm not sure. It's plastic. There's a halacha shulchan aruch plastic. At the time of the tkufa, all water has to be spilled out. It's sakonis nefashis.
Overnight.
overnight.
You mean because of their holiday? Even?
No. That's Gilui. No.
Talking about now or in the times of the Gemara?
Now. Shulchan doesn't change. Also, so the reason why we're not mapping on this Chazal is because the Gemara said that if you put metal in the water, then it protects it, and then they don't have to do anything. So since the pipes, all the pipes are made from metal, so the Zman Hazeh, we don't have to even think about this. However, no more. Any new construction done today, there is no metal anymore.
It's not in New York City.
What?
Only outside New York City.
New York City also?
No. New York City code requires metal pipes, no such thing.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Nicht wirklich jetzt, but we'll look into it another time.
Weiter. There are three festivals. There's Kalender, there's Sat Ronaya, there's Kartasim. There are three different festivals. What are the festivals? So it's an 8-day holiday. It goes on for 8 days. Now, here's the question. You're not allowed to do business with them for 8 days. Because it's not a holiday of 1 day. The Yom Noitzer is 1 day. But this holiday goes on for 8 days. And you're not allowed to do business 3 days in advance.
So it's 11 days.
Oh, it's 11 days. So it's 11 days.
And then three after.
Not according to Rabbanon.
According to Rabbanon, you don't go after. According to Rabbanon, you don't. So therefore, it's going to be 8, 9, 10, 11. So effectively, Yom Yochanan, Barbarova, Kalendas, Chesyam, Achar Tkufa, Sat Roinaya, Shmoin Yom, Lifnei Tkufa. So one is after, one is before. This simonic, the way to remember that calendar.
You mean the same tkufa?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like it's going to have like 3 weeks off.
It's going to be 16 plus 17. Yeah. Let's see four. This simonic, and the way to remember this is. Remember that Kalender goes after and Saturnai goes before. Don't mix the two up. Don't make a mistake. I think that Saturnai is before and Kalender is after. Ochor v'kedim tzora sani. Hashem, you form me first in the back, then in the front. The simen. It's a simen. Hashem, Machava, so Hashem. Ochor v'kedim tzora sani.
So that doesn't tell you how many.
Oh, no, that's right. Okay, that's just the simen to remember that which one, that the first of them, this Kalender is after and
how does that tell you that?
Because the pasuk says first achor. Achor means afterwards. Uh-huh. And then kedem means before. Sirasani Hashem, you made me. It's just a simon, it's a mnemonic to remember that when you deal with these festivals, the first one is what goes after, then what goes before. Now, here comes the most kasha. The e, sal gedaita, heim ve edehen. If you go and tell me it includes they and their festivals, asorahave, it's not 8. It's not 8. It should be 10.
One out of 11.
Oh, so why not 11? So let's talk about Kasha. Let's see over here, Rashi. Rashi, Asor Yom Havi Lahu, V'Yamai Kutani Shaloisha. Why does it say 3? Asor Aboy Lebisne, Mi'ach Dekhaim Lan, Deshmoin Yomim, Moshech Koloid. Rashi, Dibur Hamasel, Asor Yom. We're considering this to be 1 day. Asor Yom Havi Lahu, V'Yamai Kutani Shaloisha. Why are we calling it 3? And where does it say that it's 3? Asara boy lemisnik. Here's the problem. It's a very delicate Gemara. We call the Mishnah. The Gemara is suggesting that when it says in the Mishnah, shloisha yamim lefnei edehen, it's referring to this holiday calendar. So calendar is how many days? 8 days. 8 days. So how could it say it's 8? It should say in the Mishnah either 11 or 10. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It says the for Erish the Mishnah. This no one even knows this. When it says the Erish the Mishnah, you think that it's a 1 day holiday.
No, 3 days before.
How long is her holiday?
No, so it's 3 days before the holiday starts. So it's a total of 11.
Oh, so now we first learned Vav how long the holiday goes. The holiday goes for 8 days.
It's good. So it's a total of 11.
So now if you're going to tell me according to the Rabbanan that it's Hain the 8 days is Bichlal, it's the holiday is including the 3 days. Mm-hmm. So it's including the 3 days. So when it says the Mishnah Shloisha Yamim, it really means ten. It really means 10. Here's the chiddush. It really means 10 because the eight days is counted in the Mishnah as 1. Okay, let's take a step back. It says in the Mishnah, 3 days before their festival, you're not allowed to do business. What's the dilemma? When it says 3 days, does that include the festival, which really means it's 2 days before on the day of the festival? Does it mean 4 days? 3 days before and the festival. Mm-hmm. Now, how long is the festival for? Oh, 1 day, right? Well, that's a dilemma. The dilemma is 3 days, so we pashup shayla means these are 3 days or 4 days. No, we learn here in Daf Vav, the festival goes on for 8 days.
Okay, so you can't.
But we're counting as 1 day.
Why
are we counting?
Well, you can't do business on any of the 8 days.
Arichta.
You can't do business on any of the
what?
8 days.
Yoyma arichta. Let's get Yoyma arichta. We count it as 1 day. But this brisa, in this brisa, it doesn't want to count it as 1 day. In this brisa, it counts it as, look at the Rashi. Rashi says, Asara yam havu, luvi amai ketani shloisha. Why then does it count it as 3 days? Asara boil the misnemi achad the kaimulon, the shmoinu yamim, moishech yoim ho'eid. Why do we count it as 3? We should count it as 10.
But you were saying Yom
Arichta,
which means you count it all as 1.
Exactly.
Holiday. So what do you mean you count it as 1?
Wait, so what does it mean? I'm confused. Toshba, if you learn, it's very simple. I'm sorry for confusing you with facts. Even though over here you're slipping over here, insulting my slipping over here, snoring over my shit. It's okay, don't worry. Can do a lot worse. I do. Sorry, I'm not trying to embarrass you. We're here, Mishov here. There's no bush here, so I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Don't worry. You'll punish me later. So the point over here is that 3 days. Here's the question: 3 days before the festival, Bishlaima, you learn 3 days, and you're not counting the holiday. You're not counting the holiday. So you're just discussing the pregame. The 3 days. You're not counting the holiday itself, the game itself. But if you're going to count the game itself, so it's not 1 day. The Yom Arichta is a mistake. That was a toast. That was a mistake. Then do Yom Arichta. But if you're counting the festival itself, you can't call it. You can't
one
call
day.
It 3 days. You have to call it. You have to call it 10 days.
So let's say we're talking about a different holiday. That's only 1 day.
So the Gemara doesn't want to say that. The Gemara does not want to say. The Gemara wants to assume that when it says in the Mishnah the 8th.
We just mentioned a whole bunch of holidays. So one
no,
of them
the Gemara
one
wants to assume that when it says in the Mishnah to Yom Eidehen Stam Eidehen is calendar, and calendar is going to be
calendar, and not the other two.
It doesn't make a difference. Whatever it is, but it's going to be an 8. It's going to be an 8-day holiday. It's going to be an 8-day holiday. So if you're going to tell me that when it says in the Mishnah Hein Ve'Eidehen, the number that we're giving includes the festival itself, the Mishnah should not say 3. The Mishnah should say 10. Since the holiday goes on for 8 days, and there are 2 days before, the grand total is 10. But if you learn that when it says in the Mishnah a number before does not include the holiday, then it's very good. 3 days before the holiday. And how long is the holiday? 8 days. For a total of 11. Why don't we say 11? Because we're not counting the holiday. We're counting the pre-holiday.
So that's why we say 3.
3, exactly.
3 days before.
3 days before. The Mishnah says 3 days before. The question was, does that include the holiday as well? Which really then means it's 2 days before, but we include the holiday. Or no, it means 3 days before, and then the holiday. Well, guess what we have discovered? That the holiday is not a 1-day holiday. The holiday is an 8-day holiday. So if you're going to tell me that we're including the holiday, you can't say 3 days. You have to say 10 days. Because the holiday...
11, or 11.
Or 11, exactly. Or no, well,
LMI.
No. 11, if you... 11, if it would be, if 11, we would never say.
11, if you're not counting
because
the holiday.
If you're not, so since we're not counting, so why did we say 3 days? Because we're not counting the holiday. If we're not counting
it's
the holiday,
it we're not
makes
counting.
Sense why we said 3 days.
Because if you were counting the holiday,
then it would have to be.
Then it would be 2 days.
Then it would have to be 10 days.
10 days.
Because it would be 2 days plus the 8 days of the holiday. We in the Havamim thought the holiday is only 1 day. If the holiday is only 1 day, then there's a possibility that it's 2 days before the holiday and the holiday. If that's okay, that's our dilemma. But now that it's been revealed to us that the holiday is not a 1-day holiday, the holiday is an 8-day holiday, but according to your logic, it should say 10 days.
Right.
That's the raya. So therefore, v'isal kadaitach heim ve'edein asfara have. So the Gemara says, Tana yoyma arichta. Okay, yoyma arichta. Zoi zelu mazeba, the goyim mahadal elif alfi abdolus. Tana kula kalenda chad yoyma hava. The Tana is learning with the assumption the ganza holiday is one yoyma arichta. Choshevle. You have to go, yes, a goy. 8 days should be between December 25th and January. You have to ask them, Lomdis, is it yoyma arichta or is it 8 days?
It's taka interesting. It's taka 25 to the January 1st. It's taka 8 days.
What? Yeah. What? Wait, to say it? Say what?
The 25th, 26th, 27th, 8 days. 8th, 29th, 30th, 31st. Yeah, 8 days.
Everyone knows that because January 1st is the Mila.
That's right.
January 1st is the Mila.
That's right. It's 8 days, right?
8 days. I always say that what's the bigger tragedy of the Klal Yisrael? It's not a joke. No, it's not a joke. That was the that's why it's 8 days.
I know.
What's the bigger tragedy of the series fund? What is the bigger tragedy of the Klal Yisrael? December 25th or January 1st? So you listen, of course, December 25th is mamish. Do how much blood was spilled because of January 25th? Because I think that January 1st is worse. Why? Because by the bris mila, you make him spalo. Kesheim shnichnas lebris ken yikones letoira. Is that the bris of this fellow? We would have been mispala with kavana, l'toira ulechupa ulamasim toivim. Who maybe he would have had the siyata the shmaya? He wouldn't have been a mesis umediach gans klal Yisrael.
What's about the Rabbi Shmimin January 6th? I believe it.
That's because they changed the calendar. The Gregorian, they changed the calendar. They manipulated the calendar, so that's why the real tekufa is the 6th. Nittel, you don't learn both the night of January 1st and the 6th. Some of them are
machmir. The whole year.
From January 6th all the way around to December 1st. to the next December 25th. The machmir.
No, it's faking the yema.
You're only allowed to learn between December 25th and January 6th. But all the way there, that's the chmach. It's so funny. It's true.
Good joke. You probably made a good joke.
Right. Finally. I keep on Rizal. We're in the whole ship. Could I come right just for that?
Amram
Ravashi. Toshma. Next riot. Lifnei Edehim. Shalimuchab. Shalishyam. It says Lifnei. Now the Isal Kedai Dechem the Edehim. Listen the Edehim. Shalimuchab. Shalishyam. What's the Lifnei? Right, out of time. You going where to show? Let me give you $1. Nesiyat Tava. I give Shluch Misa money.
Oh, yeah.
Shluch Misa money.
If I'd have my druthers, I'd rather be here by the shear.
I don't have any money on me.
Okay. I'll lay out.
Believe me, we'd rather you be here also.
You should have Sliach. You should
have
Sliach.
Especially for you, right?
Have your mind.
What?
I really wish you could be here.
Brian Yaakov in a bar and have your mind.
It's okay, don't worry. Okay. It's okay. You don't have to.
Have your mind.